Now, somehow I have to feel that if this was a perfect world, we actually would be starting Spankwagon Radio right now. However, we have deducted that Spankwagon Radio is anything but perfect, from audio testings to staticky cords to the inability to get a website to tell us what time the show really starts. Well, it's supposed to start now. However, we're having a slight technical difficulty, aka I have no balls. I don't know where he went. Well, I do, but I don't know when he's going to be back. So when he's back, we'll actually start the show. Let me shut up and enjoy his music, which is starting to scare me. Ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't. Okay. We kind of have a clue as to where Claude Balls is. Basically, here's what's going on, folks. He had to go make an emergency equipment run. And we're not really going to go into too much detail because that just bore the shit out of you as to why we're doing emergency equipment runs. I think the problem is, though, is that he left it around 5:30. And we just gave him a call to see, you know, where the fuck are you, dude? He's still way down on the other side of the valley. So we're waiting. It'll probably be about 15 minutes before we have him here. If you are listening to this wonderful music, I don't know what it is either. It's off of his machine, not mine. You can blame him when he gets back. You are listening to the greatest, albeit slightly unprepared, internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio, and enjoy the music, I think. I hope. I mean, it's sort of there. It's playable. I don't know what it is, though. I'm wondering if you remember the Mad Props. Jamaicans with M16s. I don't know if that's a good idea or a bad one.
On the day I went away,
is there something Claude isn't telling us? We'll find out next on Spank Wagon Radio.
it's been the same. Like I'm outside in the rain. Free for trying to find a game. Cards for sorrow. Thank you.
As unprepared as ever, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Honest, we'll have a show. We promise. I mean it. Really, dude. Hang out. And for our listeners out there, I don't have a clue. What the hell was going on with that?
Yeah, I did. Jesus Christ, I gotta take the microphone away from my mouth.
Yeah, swallow.
Yeah, I know. Achille Linda Lovelace. Woo! No, interested Joe Dirt, that's a shirt he has. It's a great shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, I saw the other shirt too. Somebody, I don't know if somebody actually happened to see like some old nostalgic shit or if they actually listened to the show.
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying who, because there ain't no free ride, you know, for, you know.
There ain't no coming back.
No, free ride, not resurrection.
Oh, got it, right.
They're actually making that shirt that says "Black by Popular Demand" again.
What?
With ethnocentric clip art too.
Nice.
Not really. It fucking looks like shit. But proof of Spankwagon, our influence.
Okay. I'll right. buy that
for a dollar. Bixby Snyder. Let me go ahead. Let's do the intro first. So I want to confuse you because we're starting so late. You may have just tuned in.
Way late, actually, yeah.
I know. There's a funny story, but anyhow. Well, you want to start or I start it?
I guess I can start it.
Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the entire west side of the Las Vegas Valley, halfway up the mountain, three-fourths of the way to California, you're listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio!
Damn, dude.
I know. That was like way too close. I fucking killed the game.
You're forgetting that. We've been doing, what, 3 weeks, 2 weeks with the headset, so
yeah,
we actually go back to microphones.
Like real mics. We're like all real and stuff now.
Hey.
Yeah. Actually, we have a very interesting story about that, too.
What, microphones?
No. Going totally legit now, you know. Should I announce it now?
No, let's actually announce it later.
Anyhow.
In the chat room, hold on. We just got told not to talk about Jesus Christ Chainsaw Massacre.
Really?
Well, considering I haven't seen it, and all I know about it is it's pretty gory, I don't have much to say or talk about it, so.
I don't have no comments on the film right now, except for, go to FARC.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You gotta see their Photoshop contest.
Jesus Christ Chainsaw Massacre. We're not talking about it, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, hey, that looks familiar.
It's a microphone. I even got the warranty on it.
Did you make sure it worked?
No. I didn't have time.
Fuck!
Fuck you. Fuck you totally. You know what I did? Okay. I broke my own fucking doctrines, all right? I drove an SUV, cut three fucking lanes without signaling, almost hit a guy on a moped, and had to talk to your dumbass on a cell phone all at the same time.
Sounds to me like you're multi-talented there, Claude.
No, it sounds to me like I live in fucking Summerlin.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Why do they give the clip if they don't give the stand?
Yeah, we're gonna do okay. For anybody that doesn't understand the clip that understand. anytime anybody's seen like a mic stand or a mic boom, you know they have that clip that holds a microphone. Every time we buy these fucking Radio Shack mics, we're now mic complete.
Totally my complete.
Save for a stand. I should have bought that.
Oh, bubble wrap.
Great.
Hold on. This is fun. Here, I'm just going to put that there. Bubble wrap.
Wow.
Fun with bubble wrap.
You are entertained.
I'm giddy.
As the audience can tell with their extreme boredom. All right.
No, that's been the first 20 minutes of the hour. That and I forgot to update the website to show that we start at 6. I had 5 o'clock start.
Oh, shit.
So
you.
Towing someone else, I think it was Skier, just been kind of chilling, not doing much, and then chewing me out when I showed up. What the fuck's going on?
I don't fucking blame him, dude.
I don't blame him either, but damn it, dude. Oh, well.
Anyhow.
The only person I could have ridicule me, well, maybe, maybe not, would be Toe, but that's for reasons all of his knowing. Anyhow.
Wow, how cryptic.
Spooky, even.
I wouldn't say spooky, I mean, but anyhow, Mr. Ooh. Overdoing it.
Oh, well.
Anyhow. Yeah, let's go against viewer requests. Let's talk about the Passion of Christ.
I'm not going to talk about it because it's... I don't care enough to, you know? I mean, every media outlet cares, but
don't. Don't you want to start controversy with a... With,
controversy? Okay, hold on. You ready?
With a hot topic.
Hot. Okay, for me, hot topic
like
right
new.
Now is T-shirts, okay? And fucking clubber clothes. All right, you know what? As far as I can tell... the 5-year-old trench has returned. I like it. Oh, as far as I could tell, you know what? It's a movie. It strikes a chord. It doesn't have Willem Dafoe in it, so it can't be that bad.
Willem Dafoe. So you want Jesus versus the Green Goblin?
No.
Sure, Jesus, you entertain them for a while, but soon they'll grow tired of you and want you.
No, what I'm talking about... God, Mike has a condom on. What I'm talking about...
Hey! I just thought of something. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know those... Don't.
It's fun with bubble wrap.
Putting bubble wrap over the mic and popping it just for the effect. No, you know those stars that they always put on like top of Christmas trees and stuff?
Yeah.
They're like those, eight-pointed stars and stuff like that? You know where it's like...
Fuck eight-pointed stars. It's like every pointed star.
No.
They got stuff out there that looks like fucking could kill you if the tree fell over.
No, I know, but I was always thinking of how it's all cross-like, you know, where it's got the bottom portion is like longer. I was just thinking, you know, on that Spider-Man trip about, you know, what it'd be like if Dr. Octopus was crucified.
Haven't you ever seen The Last Temptation of Christ?
No.
Willem Dafoe starred in that.
Who is he?
The man Jesus.
Willem Dafoe played Jesus?
Oh, gee. Yes, he did.
Sounds interesting.
It's something. I don't know whether it's interesting, but
Willem
it's...
Willem Dafoe as Jesus. Well, see, the problem is I don't know of Willem Dafoe in any moving roles, especially off the top of my head. The only two I can think of are three. I'm sorry. One of them's a fucking video game.
What was he in for a video game?
He's in that new James Bond game.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Have you noticed that? Like, video games have done... it's like all of a sudden out of the blue, video game with James Bond, Pierce Brosnan, video game with Jet Li. The commercial looks great, but
more
I'm like,
specifically, yeah, the cinema style game where you're actually
looking at the person.
Yeah, see, the thing about it with cinema style games is it's really nothing new, you know. But the problem was before you never had 3D interaction. I gotta put this fucking mic foamy on.
No, you had like E.T. and shit.
Well, no, that's not what I mean. Not 3D interaction. I mean with movie games, not based off of movies. I mean where it was supposed to be like a cinema and a storyline that you had to interact
right.
with and change. It was always anime type shit.
Okay.
Where you would have like you'd have a playing field or something like that.
Uh-huh.
With spliced in with like the animation stuff like this
okay.
and that. It really wasn't the same and everything was fixed. You know, the endings were very limited.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course
most
were
everything
like,
was
come
like
on,
2D.
Look at Top Gun. The handshake or the
you,
hand wave.
You know what, man? That's,
you know?
That's one of the worst disasters
and
in the
you
want to
talk about bad
me.
Movie crossovers. Like, E.T. was the worst. And, you know, I've also played, like, the old Atari 2600 Star Wars. You know, that wasn't too bad, but I don't think they could definitely get a Mark Hamill likeness. I mean, they barely got an AT-ST Walker likeness.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, but no.
I don't know.
It just, yeah, but anyhow, with Willem Dafoe, the only thing I think of is Green Goblin and, you know, the dude who killed Hogan. From Autofocus.
Oh, yeah.
The Carpenter was his name, the sleazy guy.
Right.
I got some photo
That
equipment.
Was a fucked movie. You want to talk about crazy?
You know, I still haven't seen it. I saw the trailers.
You know, I watched the movie, and it's very weird watching Greg Kinnear going in and out of these, like, porno flashbacks right into Hogan's Heroes.
That sounds interesting.
It's,
yeah.
It's an interesting.
That's got my curiosity.
You know, it's
now.
An interesting film because you look at it and they're all. I mean, how they handle like these flashbacks or whatever. Very entertaining. Huh. That was also kind of
smile, sweetheart. It's a money shot.
Exactly. Exactly. And the other weird thing is when they do films like this. You know how like they when they try to do. Movies that are based on real people and true stories, they try to get someone that looks a lot like them. Yeah, it's a little creepy seeing a guy from our era look like Schultze and whatnot. So
Who played Schultz?
I don't know. I don't know any of the actors.
You don't know. They just look
I just know Greg Kinnear and Willem Dafoe were in that movie.
All right.
That's all I know.
Well, they look familiar. Who they look like? I don't know. Like I said, man, if I ever get shot, you need to identify the victim. I'm screwed.
Well, yeah.
You look like a perpetrator.
Yeah, Mr. Man just points out, first it's games being made into movies, then it's comics, now it's the other way around. And, you know, it's kind of always been like that, really, with like comics and movies and whatnot, and comics and video games. The mediums blend a little too well. The only problem I have, though, is they can never, ever get it right to where the movies will match the comic better. But that's me being a purist.
Yeah, and to be honest with you with that one right there, ironically enough, I know exactly what you're talking about right there. It's very hard to get people to agree on anything, especially when you're saying with the comics. And if anybody wants to get a good example of what Trench is saying, go to Internet Movie Database and look at the one topic for what's that new Batman movie coming out?
I think it's just Batman Year One.
No, there's a name for it.
Not aware, but okay.
Yeah, there's a new name for it. They're not calling it that right there. That was like a production name. They may change it now. But yeah, somebody was like arguing like that. Like one guy says, Keaton was a good Batman if you've not read the comics. But if you read the comics, you realize his stature and stuff didn't match up.
His stature didn't match. Here's the problem, though. A lot of times, what you don't hear the fact that Keaton didn't match up stature wise or whatnot. No, what you hear is we had to change elements of the story so it can match movies better.
I never understood that.
And I understand that they got to sell to the greatest common denominator people. But if you ever try just taking a comic, line for line, word for word, character for character, translating into a movie.
I imagine it would seem pretty hokey.
And put it out. No, it may not. What it may do is it just may introduce people to the actual real thing, the real comic that's out there. See, I've always thought that if you took, let's say, I can't even think of a good comic off the top of my head. But let's say you take a comic, you put it to movie, and you put it a direct translation from the comic. I think it would do just as good. Why? Simply because of the fact that people look at comics one way, people look at movies the other way. The same people. You know, you look at comics the way you look at movies. So you wouldn't be inclined to go pick up a comic as much as you'd be inclined to go watch a movie.
Well, that depends. That depends very greatly. What really revealed that for me a lot right there is Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, great movie.
Right.
I really liked the movie.
Yeah, you did. However, really did.
I really did. I think it's a great film. But the book is much better. And okay. and funny enough, the book is even though the book takes the things in the book the things in the movie were lifted directly from the book.
Right.
But there's more to the book. And what's funny is I know people are going to laugh when seeing this right here. It's like imagine Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, but more so coherent and more provocative thinking.
Okay.
That's the exact way the book is. And to be honest with you, I always thought that Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the book by Hunter S. Thompson, Thompson has a great grasp on like shit for the 60s.
Well, duh.
I know it's like a duh, he was there, but yeah. No, it really helped me understand it a lot better.
Yeah. Well, Toe here points out in the chat room, by the way, hawk the chat room here.
Okay, all you have to do is it's irc.slashnet.org. That's the server we're currently on. And the room, of course, itself is going to be Pound Spankwagon.
Or if you're too lazy to do that, we have an online Java chat client. You can always find that at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Mm-hmm.
It's either on the main index where you'll see Chat With Us Live or go to the chat link where you can also get to chat with us live.
Of course. So we can either actually get off your lazy ass and download and install an IRC app, or we have one in Java for you.
Because we care. We really do. Now, Toe mentions here, you know, the movie Bane in the Batman movies, Bane character. Wow, did they just make a really lame-ass character.
Well,
and it was all for the sake of making the character because that was the character. If I can say character again. That was the one character that broke Batman's back in the comics.
Now, I've heard that right there. And I've actually, what's interesting, too, is I did read that
movie
a lot.
Movie Bane sucked ass.
that was like one thing everybody agreed on. I don't know what the real character Bane was like. I don't know. Was he just a mindless fucking servant?
No, he wasn't. He was a psychopath. He was a well-thought-out psychopath.
Okay.
So, you know, there was a lot more to the character Bane in the comics than what they put on the movie. In the fucking movie, they put this guy, you know, that just over-muscled and freaked out.
I can see
out.
That because when I've read reviews, like sticking with Batman so we don't shift too far, of the Joker right there, Nicholson did a pretty good Joker. However, I can see this, and I know this is not clarifying right there, but this may cause even more people to disagree. After seeing the animated series, especially not the one for TV, like the movies and stuff, where Mark Hamill was doing the Joker, and then actually reading up on the character a little bit, because I got bored one day and decided to do that. Yeah, I can really see how he was supposed to be just somebody who was a bad fucking person.
Yeah,
who became
exactly.
Even worse. He just after everybody died, his family there, he became totally fucking psychotic.
You're talking about Batman, right?
No, I'm talking about Joker.
Okay.
He was somebody who became not psychotic,
well,
but very sadistic.
Okay, you want to talk about the Joker. The problem with the Joker is the fact that you can't find a genuine origin. Now, the movies gave him an origin. The comics have given him an origin. I think the TV show's given him a slightly different origin. It's really been it's just been all over the board with the Joker. So I would almost say it's a bad example.
Because
he's one of those characters that depending on what he gets treated into, comics, cartoons, movies, it changes. And it constantly changes.
True. And like I say, it's a bad example because I'm using one one-off media to compare to another one-off media. It's like I'm comparing copies of copies.
Well, not copies of copies as so much as you're comparing the grocery store surplus stuff that you could find here compared to grocery store surplus stuff that you could find in Guatemala.
Exactly. So I'm being perfectly honest. Yeah, it's not the best example. But it was something that really helped me go towards the understanding of saying, yeah, there was actually a lot more meat and to the character, a lot more in-depth stuff right there.
Right. And it does help. But I always feel that if they took a comic, translate directly, it'd do just as good as what they write. All the people going apeshit over the X-Men. The X-Men is fairly spot on, only because you can kind of get away with saying that because the X-Men are always a rotating group of people, so you could kind of mix and match everybody.
It's nice. X-Men is kind of like Menudo.
Menudo.
Yeah, they can always replace people and nobody will really notice.
Unless it's Ricky Martin.
She bang.
God no. Yeah. How you doing? Otherwise, how has your week been?
You fucking made me draw a blank. Thanks.
Wow, his week has been that thrilling.
How
folks.
Has my week been? I don't know. No, I had a fun adventure on the way home.
From getting the mic?
No, from getting the mic, you heard that fucking horrible traffic, just cutting people off on right. No, on the way up.
You're an asshole California driver.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a bad habit now since the turn signals and the DeLorean don't work.
Right, you've been out of the habit of using them.
Yeah, I'm like, this is stupid. I'm clicking, something doesn't work. So now it's like, boom, boom, switch your lanes. Like, shit, I'm not signaling, am I? Yeah, especially in an SUV, okay, with a organ donor plate on the back. It's total camouflage. Has a little heart in the ribbon. So
I'll hit you and collect you.
Yeah, I know. Me cutting over lanes, not signaling on a cell phone. It's total camouflage.
Nice.
But no, yeah, on the way up here, I guess either the voltage regulator or a bad ground connection on the DeLorean died.
That ain't good.
I was about halfway home, and I was just running out of battery power.
That's definitely not good. So you have no battery left. And
this battery's not charging up, so yeah. I'm hoping it's just simply a bad light in the dash where I can just simply take out my whole binnacle and instrument panel. If not, I have to take apart the entire dashboard and center console to get to one ground connection.
Unbelievable.
But, I mean, hey, it's not like I didn't want to replace those vacuum lines anyway, right?
In other words, your car wants to be worked on whether you're ready for it or not.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you got extra money? Anywho.
Yay. Yeah, it's like, but, I smell cash.
Yeah. You got money. Time to break.
Hey, at least it got me home, man. I didn't overheat or nothing.
Well, that's even better.
You finally put down the goddamn plastic pop.
Well, I like the bubble wrap. Bubble wrap is my friend. I've had a fucked week, I tell you.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to break in your house.
What?
While you and your wife are at home.
So damn.
and I'm going to take bubble wrap, and I'm going to put it underneath your pillows. And what's going to happen, man? No, you won't notice it until it's too late.
It's never too late for bubble wrap.
You and your wife will want to be intimate, and you'll discover the bubble wrap and forget her entirely.
Pop. Wait. Oh.
That's the way it'll be. That is the way it will be. Leave it alone.
I'm sorry.
But now, how was your week?
Stupider things have happened. Less stupider things have happened as well.
Such as?
This week, my wife has tested my patience beyond extreme.
How could that possibly be?
Grape juice. Cran juice. Cranberry juice.
Please tell me it came from a bottle and she didn't make it.
Oh, no. It came from bottle. It was from bottle and got poured into cup. Because
your wife's a nice woman and you're a nice guy, but neither one of you can make fucking Kool-Aid.
Not to your specifications.
God, man.
I love it sugary. Anyhow.
Sugar water.
Ah.
You're like,
nah, nah, nah.
Fucking hummingbirds are like, God damn.
They're like, fuck. They're all spastic out. No, actually, I guess sometime earlier this week, I came home and I was taking out the trash. I think that was a minute on a Wednesday night. I was taking out the trash, taking out all those fucking boxes from all that tool shit I bought 2 weeks earlier.
You still hadn't gotten those thrown
just
out?
Just never got to them.
I told you just to put them back
I
in the
know,
truck.
I know.
Them.
Watch them all blow out. Anyhow, so we were hanging out and I was cleaning out my garage a little, you know, putting away some tools, stuff like that. No big deal.
I've got tools.
Pretty much. And then the wife comes out to the garage and she goes, I need your help cleaning up something. Because I'm an anal retentive freak. I clean and clean and clean. I hate mess.
For the record, Trench is anal.
Retentive?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I'm cleaning and cleaning and cleaning like a madman, right?
Right.
And I go in the house and sure enough, she goes, I spilled something. I'm like, oh, God, what? Cranberry juice. Oh, jeez. I'm thinking
Okay.
Now, hold on.
That's not too bad because you've got that excellent spot remover shit.
Dude, I got some kick-ass spot remover.
And that shit cleans up like cat puke shit, urine, blood.
Dirt on the carpet that's been there since who knows when.
It gets shit out. Okay, but you're used to cleaning shit by now.
I'm very used to cleaning my carpets by now because it's great, light fucking gray carpet. It's guaranteed to stain anything. So anyhow, I'm waiting to figure out where this mess is, and I walk in towards my stairs, and I smell fucking ammonia-based 409-ish cleaner.
She used 409 on your fucking carpet.
No.
Then
she
why
did
are
not
you smelling
use,
409?
She used 409 where she spilled the cranberry juice.
So she didn't spill on the carpet?
On the wall.
On the wall?
On the wall. She was walking upstairs, I guess.
How the fuck do you spill cranberry juice on...
She was walking upstairs, tripped over a stair because she thought she was on the landing, went forward, and the cranberry juice went all on the wall.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm walking, I'm like, and I smell this cleaner solution. Now you're probably wondering, well, why did she have...
She sprayed 409 on the fucking wall.
On the wall. So now I have mismatched walls, and I got a couple bare spots on it.
Haven't you just painted those walls?
Not yet. We're
gonna need ugly.
Oh, yeah. We're actually going to be paying them here in about a month, that part of the house. But, yeah, needless to say, I wasn't too pleased with that when I saw that, you know, it was not the stuff fact that was on there. Because I could have gotten that out with something, but not with 409.
409.
Yeah.
Keeps grease and patience on the run.
Apparently it does. So, yeah, I was none too pleased. None too pleased.
Understandable. That's just fucking great. Oh, you know what? It was something very interesting, too. Kind of like a little public service announcement for people.
Yeah, don't use 409 on the wall.
You know what I found out? Oh, by the way, before I forget, I do have the rubber peg for your mic stand. I did keep it separate.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So anyhow, I found out what Scotchgard is.
What's Scotchgard?
Scotchgard is this magical stain retardant.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something I didn't know.
You know what Scotchgard is?
No, I don't know what the chemical is.
Diluted white glue.
What?
That's Scotchgard.
Bullshit.
They take
Elmer's glue and dilute it?
They cut it with distilled water and spray it. So it's like all liquidy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gluing your carpets.
You're gluing your carpet and your shit like that.
Nice.
What the hell is that?
That's a cat.
God damn.
I did mention in the chat room early before you showed up. Damn. What are you doing to that cat? Coco is his name. Oh.
Hers.
Oh. So anyhow.
Right. I was trying to get her. Yeah, it's like yeah, it's like Wild Kingdom in here. Shit's all running around all of a sudden.
As long as I keep my feet away from the edge of the table, I'm fine.
Oh, shit, that's right. That fucking cat's out.
Yeah. The other fucking cat.
Someone's at the door. Hold on. You want to go take a break real quick?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we go and take a quick break? Right. They're saying the audio's been up. I'll figure that one out. Spankwagon Radio, only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
We'll be back.
We're testing a mic here, so yeah. Yay.
Vampire Claw can't get the music set straight.
I'm very indecisive.
It was fine.
No, I didn't want to hear the tune.
What about them? It's not about you here, and it's about them.
Do you want to go back and hear it?
No, we're already beyond that.
All right, I'm just saying, you know.
Wanted to let everybody know, though, if really quick, if we're starting to sound muffled, thanks for letting us know and keep letting us know.
Right.
Because we're in the new Studio B, which we'll get to this story in a little while.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, actually, we got something.
This is Studio like B2.
B2?
Yeah, it should be B2 for temporary.
Studio T?
Yeah, for temporary.
Hmm. I think we're going to run out of studio names at this point. You're listening to Studio... 470 Bravo.
Dash
3.
Yeah.
Dash 3. A little too mic. You're all fucking quiet. Why are you fucking quiet all of a sudden? You're like, you fucking turned on the fucking computer. You got in the chat room and now you're doing this. www.black. What the fuck?
Hey, what was that called? Surfers. We had a show.
We okay. Let's turn on their mic.
All right.
Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, you got to get up on that mic.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, that's better. Right, that's better. We can hear you now.
All right, yeah, it's actually amazing. We finally have a guest here. Not finally.
This is like our third guest, fourth guest.
Out of 2.5 years.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. We're secluded.
Yeah. But anyhow, we have a guest in the studio tonight.
Bubble wrap.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, and it's not as though it's not somebody you know.
No, all it's right. Definitely not anybody they know.
Especially if the 9 people on the message boards have paid attention.
Actually, this should be one of the biggest of the 9.
Yeah, actually. Yes, it is.
I'm not a message board whore. I'm sorry.
How many posts have you gotten up to?
Thank God she said it, not me.
Yeah, really.
I think, isn't it over like 900? I made the 900 mark.
I have no clue. Let me find out.
Let me find out. You're really going to have to step up on your mic just a tad more.
Okay.
Yeah, it does move.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, you could pull it out and.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to eat it.
Nobody does.
Like the mic. Like the mic.
You are listening now to Hentai Radio. No.
How would you simulate bukkake? Spilled milk all over the floor?
How can you really do that on the radio? Okay, no.
Ah!
Hey, I had to, man. Oh. You asked for it.
Yeah, and that's the problem. That is the problem.
Ah, what happened? I can't hear.
I'm changing the mic to check the levels. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
God, I was can't scared. Hit a button without you panicking on this thing.
Yeah.
There, is that better?
Yes.
Right on.
The
All
comfort
right.
of the background noise.
Yeah, the background
Damn it,
noise.
Where the hell is everybody?
Will
here?
You just chill out? We got a show to do. We actually have a guest. You've been late. Now you're going to fucking sit here.
Yeah.
Where's my porn?
I was late to my own
studio.
I was late to my own studio. That's fucking
pretty sad.
Bad.
That is pretty sad.
That is very sad.
That was fucking horrible, actually. Dude, where the hell are you?
We're just going to wait.
919.
Jesus Christ.
I'm only at 340, man.
Wow.
I'm like only at 100 and something.
Yeah, but you're not into this whole internet fad.
Oh, yeah, to interrupt me.
Oh, yeah, anyhow. God,
but
shit.
I've slowed down, you know.
It's like
the chat room has already figured this out. The chat room has already figured you out.
They figured out
figured out who you were like that.
Yeah, so basically, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the studio, Red Rum.
Thank you.
The original. Oh, no, one of the message board whores.
Yes.
I don't think we're going to fly an Oscar just to be a message board whore on the show. But you two especially, have had some of the best fucking...
Yes, and they were while we were inebriated.
Conversations.
Too. Arguments.
On the fucking message boards.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean, on the message boards. Okay.
I don't want to know what other fucking thing...
Other conversations that we've had. Or... Yeah.
Knock, knock.
And speaking of which, that kind of, a scene kind of like that.
I read that. I read that at the Rusted Spike. That was great.
Oh, no. The knock knock made it in?
Yeah, the knock knock made
awesome.
It.
Yeah, but it's not knock knock. It's yak yak.
I changed it.
Oh.
Somebody else.
You ain't original enough.
Well, no. I stole it from somebody else.
Oh. Better get someone else to proofread.
So anyhow, how have you been?
I've been good.
We've not seen you actually for a long time.
Yes.
In quite a while, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since I left the place. I don't know if I can say it on the air.
You can't say the place, but we know that you left.
Yeah.
We do know that you actually, was it left or got left or whatever? Eh.
I actually
you left.
Decided to leave.
You yes, left.
Good
I
choice. Good choice.
So what have you been doing in the meantime? Waitressing?
No, I haven't been doing anything. I have been...
poet life.
Well, I know... Yeah, sort of. Well, Well, you know that when we, you know, prior to my leaving,
yeah.
that we had discussed that kind of thing going on, you know, me
yeah.
just
yeah.
like
right.
feeling a little fed up and like wanting to like explore that part of my life that I kind of let drop at one point. Mm-hmm. In
right.
Time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know if you really knew much about that conversation that had been going on and off the message boards right there. I don't know if you were too into that. You were a little bit, but not much.
I don't know.
You're like, Hollywood, no.
I'm allergic to Hollywood.
Yeah, right. You go out there and be like, honey, we're moving. And never coming back. That'd be you.
No, I like my soul. What are you talking about?
You wouldn't sell your soul.
Sure I would.
No,
for
you can,
$1.50.
You can lease it.
Well, we're getting told to check the mic gain, so...
Oh, my mic?
Hey!
There you are. I'm making sure that we're not overpowering our mics, because we already talk loud enough as it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah.
So
we
we'll
can
be,
back
like,
off.
Screaming... And you'll be like, hello? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I know. That's pretty bad, too. You sound just like the guy at the airport.
The guy at the...
Flight number 407 is going to get into the bay 13.
I'm going to have to pick up my mic then because I'm tired.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Trying to lean in.
Yeah.
That's why the mic attaches. Yeah.
Yes. We'd actually spend money on like boom mics and stuff, but see, that requires that money.
And we won't set up a PayPal account because I don't like want to beg. I hate that.
Yeah, because if you beg on the internet, it's like, give us money. We really want money.
Yeah, I kind of stay away from sites like
wow.
that.
Wow. E-panhandling.
E-panhandling?
I just coined a term.
No, I'm sure it's been out there.
No, it hasn't.
You're an e-bum.
I've never heard of it.
See? Ha-ha!
Two fucking against one, and we're only in one room. Shit. Can we ask Interweb?
No, so you've been doing nothing.
Well, I haven't been exactly doing nothing. I haven't been working, you know, like the traditional 9-to-5 anymore.
Lucky.
Yeah.
You're a computer geek, so you've been consulting.
No, looking at porn.
Pretty much.
Okay. See, yeah, because a lot of people...
You got to keep it real and obvious here.
I'm just trying to pad the resume for her.
She's been doing high-profile assignments. No. She's been downloading high-profile boob jobs.
Want manga porn. Yeah. Ooh, Anime Nation.
I'm a hentai critic.
Hentai critic.
I think that's all of ours anime. I think they already have your job right there.
Yeah, I just... What's a hentai critic? The tentacle did not have enough suction cups on it.
The fluid wasn't alien blue like one would expect.
Yeah. Could be worse, though. Could be like that CGI porn. You ever seen that?
Oh, God, I've never seen... I've seen some. People do like CGI porn. As much as I can get, like...
And then they
as much as you can. I want more. I got a T1 installed.
What do you mean bandwidth limit exceeded? I'm on fiber, damn it. It's like a server farm, man, just for the prawn.
Oh, look what I've gotten myself into here.
You had any other expectations?
I don't know. I think it was like a momentary lapse.
That's every week
one
for us.
One slip up. One slip up will cost you.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so you've been...
I've been writing.
Writing?
What have you been writing?
I've been writing a screenplay. I've been writing that, and I've been writing a novel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What kind of novel?
Okay. Well, first it started out, okay, I quit the place that we all know. And
they already know because they've seen my picture.
I was in this commercial.
Yeah.
Well, if you're really that uncomfortable, just say you quit your job. Just call it the job.
Yeah, I quit the job, and I was, you know, frustrated, you know, wanted to explore that part of my life, you know. And I just thought, well, hey, I'm just going to take this time. I'm not going to look for a new job right now. I'm just going to take this time and just, you know, write. And it started out writing the screenplay, which is an idea I had, like, brewing, you know, from my time there at the job. And I started, I wrote, like, probably, like, 15 pages worth in October. And, I mean, if anybody knows anything about, like, screenwriting, back when I learned how to do screenwriting, like, back in, like, 95, there was no program out there for it. You just had to, like, manually do all the... the different spaces.
The spacing and the indentations.
And things like that. I mean,
nowadays, it's all automatically done.
Now it's all automatically done. Yeah, so
there's even like people who write software so you can write screenplays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I had to get back. It's like, you know, you take a person who hasn't done this for years, you know, that's used to doing it one way and then has to learn to do it a whole nother way that's like totally automated because I never wrote a screenplay on a computer before. Uh-huh. I just used my old Smith Corona, so.
Ooh, Smith Corona. I had one of those.
Yeah.
Ooh, you want to change fonts? You had that one wheel.
Yeah.
You had 360K disks that went in the side.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Yeah.
It was about...
Anybody at home could read see. It's about yay big by way long.
Okay, imagine a typewriter.
Monstrosity.
It was a huge, huge typewriter, okay? You had no hard drive because you had your 360K disks.
Okay.
You want to change fonts, you needed this plastic font wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, the thing about it was, too, over the keyboard,
that
was a cover. And what would happen is you would unlock the cover and tilt it up, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
And it had a monochrome LCD monitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when it booted up, it sounded like an Apple II.
Oh, and when it printed, it sounded horrible, too. I mean, the printing was like a nightmare.
It wasn't dot matrix. You know, the traditional...
fuck! Fuck you both! Laugh. I'm sorry. You get that scream in your ear. Here, I'll give you motivation not to do that again.
Shit, it's too loud in my ear now.
Thank you.
God damn, that's annoying, dude.
Oh.
Anyhow, yeah, the Smith Corona. I remember that. It was like that. It was like a blue LCD. It was heinous.
It was horrible. But you know, that's how I learned.
Okay, so you learned to write these things. What exactly are you writing right now, though?
It's the screenplay based on my experiences working for the place. It's like tech support.
So in other words, you're writing a screenplay about the job.
Yes, about the job. It's sort of like, you know how Lost in Translation, they say, is like Sofia Coppola's thank you note or thank you Valentine to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
This is sort of like my thank you Valentine to like tech support and like
Now,
the people I met.
There's also another interesting twist. Too.
Okay. Well, we'll get to whatever you know she feels comfortable discussing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you say that it's a thank you to the tech support and to the job and whatnot. I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is its genre? Is it mystery? Is it going to be Office Space Revisited or
no?
Okay, let she wrote it.
No,
we're here to interview Red Rum. You're here every week fucking up like I am. Okay, this is a special treat.
My client says.
Okay,
you're gonna go into the Chewbacca defense.
No. Everybody'll understand why I was like that in a second here. But
okay,
please.
Anyhow. So what kind of genre is this?
Well, it's not Office Space Revisited.
Okay,
but it's kind of like a mixture between what I say is Office Space with Pretty Woman backwards and American Pie and Van Wilder and 2 weeks notice thrown in the mix. So if you can get the crust, you know, of that, then you get what
I'm trying
to say.
So it's a teen angst man whore movie.
Pretty much.
Okay. I think I can follow.
But not really teen angst. Sort of like early 20s, like 20-something angst.
20-something angst teen horror movie. No, 20-something... Oh, forget it.
He got it right off the bat.
Good for him. Yeah. He's your fucking agent for all I know right now.
My client would not like to discuss that right now.
That's a lawyer.
Hold on. We must confer.
Fuck. Okay, hold on.
He killed all the mics. He can't kill all the mics.
Damn it. I will really go over
so,
the top.
Okay, so we know. So, okay, so what can you go into and discuss about this?
I can pretty much say, okay, that you have everyone in your basic kind of like ensemble comedy type slash movie. You have your guy with the snide comments. Okay. I guess your comedian. You have your whipping boy. You know, you have like the smart, sarcastic guy, and then you have like the weird guy.
So in other words, it's
more of an ensemble. But then again, there is like a main plot line that the main message is that, you know, perception isn't everything. I mean, I introduce you to all these characters, and then by the end of the screenplay or by the end of it, they're all changed.
Okay. So what is the main plot then of the story? Because I know Claude here is beaming like crazy because he's read most of this or all
of this. No, I've not read all of it, actually. I've actually been kind of reading a little bit as she's come along with it right there. I've been actually kind of angry because I can't get the whole damn script.
How far along are you in writing this?
Well, it's on the end right now.
Okay.
It's like the end right now. But it's like, I mean, it's hard because, you know, some days you'll write 30 pages and other days you won't even write a line. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hard.
I can tell you right now, I liked it. I really did. It was something really different. It was like, it's really hard. I know, like, because I don't want to give it away, too, because this is her baby. This is her baby. And what she wants to say, she can say.
Yeah, but when
she really does the description right, damn, please. Yeah. it was actually pretty good. It really was. I really, really did like it right there. American Pie, kind of in a couple of places right there, and especially with kind of the main subplots and, you know, any other things right there?
There are many. It's
really hard to actually say because it's like, you know.
It's really hard to pin it down.
Okay.
To this
All right.
One.
Well, I guess I'm going to need to get a copy of this and read it. So, what are your plans to do with the screenplay?
I mean,
you're just going to sit and write it? You're going to submit it somewhere or what?
Well, I'm going to submit it to Project Greenlight.
Okay. Claude, do you know? Why don't you? Do you know what Project Greenlight is?
Yeah.
And I know what Project Greenlight is. Do you know Claude?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I've never seen any of the movies that come out, and I know they do the documentary.
That doesn't bode too well here. I've never seen any of the films, but...
I'm sorry, dude. The Battle of Shaker Heights was just...
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I know. I know. I watched Project Greenlight all last season because I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Basically, and I'm taking it away from you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Project Greenlight is... What they will do is they have people submit play...
Screenplays.
Screenplays. Jesus. Hey, what can I say? I've been... gone all morning.
I can tell.
But they actually submit screenplays. They read them. They vote on them. And then they bring in the writers and the directors and stuff like that who want to work on this. And then they actually make it into a film. Very indie film in budget. But it's produced and it's... who is in charge of Project Greenlight?
Well, you know, you got Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. And then you got the guy that produced American Pie. And I forget his name right at the moment. It's Chris something.
Okay.
I can't think of his name, but yeah, he's the main person in charge.
Okay.
Guy that produced American Pie. And then that's basically it. Mm-hmm. They just go through, it's basically up to the community, the Project Greenlight community, to sort of read the scripts, screen them, vote on like the best 1,000, and then after that, it goes to the producers.
Okay. And then they kind of go through them and read them and then decide which one they want. You know, basically, they whittle it down to where they want that one in a movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, the Battle of Shaker Heights just didn't make me go, eh.
Well, the screenplay. I read the screenplay last year.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the screenplay to Battle of Shaker Heights is really good. Those two guys, they fucked up her script.
Okay, because I was going to say that's the other half.
You
they choose a director.
Yeah, they choose the director.
They choose the director
choose
as well.
The director.
Oh, see, now I wouldn't like that.
Yeah,
and that's my view too. I would rather direct the movie myself, but you know, in Hollywood, that doesn't always happen. And
unless you're like Broken Lizard.
Yeah, and so
or Mel Gibson.
Or Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson. Yeah.
Jesus Chainsaw Massacre.
Have you guys seen that already?
We already got it told to by the chat room. We can't talk about it. So.
I don't know.
Really?
We've actually been going for a really Christian base lately to expand, you know.
Faith plus one.
Yes. Mm. No. Quick look away at random stuff.
Go for drama.
Yeah.
So it's a taboo topic?
I don't know.
I think a lot of people
I've seen it.
How was it?
Sorry, guys.
I was floored.
You're floored.
Was
really
bad
floored.
Or
otherwise?
I'd say good. And I don't know why people made such a big deal about it. I mean, if anybody's seen Braveheart, you know Mel Gibson is going to be very graphic.
Yeah.
True. What did he do in Braveheart?
He disemboweled himself.
No, I know he did that part. What function did he do other than acting as the lead?
He directed it. He won the Oscar for that.
Did he write a screenplay on that, too?
I don't know if he wrote the screenplay, but I know he directed it.
Because I know he did push
and
for
he won.
Braveheart.
He won the Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Braveheart was pretty good. The violence in Braveheart, the disemboweling, you never actually saw the blood and gore on that.
Right.
But you saw a lot of emotional stuff, too, like when they attempt to rape his wife and stuff. Who was married secretly because he wanted to share with her. Different things like that. You know, it's like you saw a lot of a lot of little stuff like just build up, you know, and it would like piss you off and anger you, and that's how Braveheart really sucks you in.
Okay, yeah, and I've seen Braveheart. I've actually seen the film when it
How'd
came
you like
theaters.
It?
I liked it.
Really?
I liked it.
Get your Scottish heritage.
Okay, so you've actually have seen it.
Yes, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you liked it?
I liked it.
Did it make you more Catholic? Did it make you hate the Jews?
It didn't make me hate the Jews.
Okay, because that was like the big thing that everyone was worried about.
Growing up Catholic, it didn't make me... you don't hate people growing up Catholic.
By the way, the chat room's already...
You just fear them.
You just...
Yeah.
You learn to hate yourself before you learn to hate anybody else.
True. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Spear right now is going into convulsions. He's saying, enough of this. You know how the fucking story ends. Jesus dies. No, actually, we thought he opened up a coffee shop.
Hey, it's just like Titanic. You know, the boat sinks.
Yeah, really.
Jesus, coffee shop.
Come on, that's why there's a whole Christ. Like there's a whole movie channel in most digital cables that have, you know, true story. Because, you know, that one chick from Family Ties has to act in all the true Hollywood story movies.
Tina Yothers?
No, Meredith Baxter.
Meredith Baxter?
Tina Yothers.
Tina Yothers. No, she gets to star in a bad band.
We
Yeah, but she looked pretty good in that band.
She wore Lycra. That's your only saving grace.
That wasn't the only saving grace. Okay. Lots of makeup.
You know who looks good is Candace Cameron.
Candace Cameron.
Candace Cameron from Full House.
I've not seen her since she was like a kid.
I saw her on, I don't know.
She probably has a bunch of like websites that are devoted to her as a kid, which creep people out.
You know what,
it's like,
man.
That Small Wonder kid.
Small Wonder, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that always just creeped me out, like these fan sites and stuff, man. Oh, please, you are so beautiful. Email me. I want to talk to you, want to marry you and stuff. Like people like funny up. Yeah. She was a kid, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine what you look like today. There's no pictures of her like of today.
No. There may be a reason, too.
Yeah, she's very private. Now I wonder why. She got out of acting to pursue, like, no, she got out because all the damn creeps, man.
Amen to that. That she didn't want to probably be a child actor. Oh, yeah, and Scary then goes, oh, so that's what Starbucks is.
Yeah, Christ
Jesus Bucks. Approved coffee.
That's what I said, man. Crybucks.
Christ Bucks.
Christ Bucks, man. Come to think of it, you know, the little angel and thing right there is kind of like in a crucifixion pose halfway. It's like a lazy crucifixion. Eh, we couldn't get all the boards up.
Yeah. By the way, you got to fend for mic time here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We forgot to warn you. We kind of rushed you in. Here, take the mic. Sit down. Ha!
Yeah, I know.
Here's this bright light over your head.
Yeah. Right now, it looks like some sort of meeting at like the back of a TGI Fridays.
Some sort of like... interrogation.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, actually, brought to you live at, you know, my mom's kitchen table.
Yeah. let's kind of explain. And you're going to stick with us for the rest of the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Because
yeah,
we need help.
I started getting creepy neighbors that were staying up all night, and my apartment started smelling like chlorine, and someone's stealing my electricity. So it was time to move.
And that's the gist of it, folks.
That's basically it.
I mean, you had the creepy gay guy next door, kitty corner.
Up above, catty corner. Yeah, the creepy gay guy, dude. I mean, creepy not as in like, oh, he's gay. No, creepy as in for Halloween, you put up a scream and a bunch of glow-in-the-dark skulls to scare people.
Which actually looked really cool.
It looked really cool.
Okay.
Very it was gay more artistic. To, you know,
I just thought it was more to scare off people because he's constantly got grow lights going on in his apartment. And there are no fish tanks. But
no
it,
fish tanks.
But, nope. It, dude, it looks like he, like, you know, just went in and shoplifted a bunch of stuff from Banana Republic. And I don't mean clothes. I mean decorations.
Mm-hmm.
He got lights everywhere. The shit's always got this, you know, irritating, sickly purple glow from the grow lights.
Mm.
I got my neighbors next door, man, who, when she moved in, she was okay, and her boyfriend moved in, and all of a sudden, they're up all night and shit, just playing music and bouncing around. Yeah. Except for that.
Move!
Dude. It was disco.
That actually happened to me once out in, like, when I was in California.
Uh-huh.
And I, like, this is, like, when I got, you know. Which is something else I want to turn into a screenplay. Like my semester at USC, and I got kicked out of USC, and I was in a hotel room, and these people were like,
just,
yeah,
all night long. You're like, fucking sleep. Long.
So they're playing bongos.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
I'm sure he was playing bongos. Yeah.
This isn't Clear Channel. You can say what you want.
Yeah. Which we'll talk about later.
I love that. Hentai, porn. I down all of that stuff, but they were going. Yeah.
I never said that on air.
Well, you're on the internet, so it's pretty much.
You did. You said I've been collecting porn.
Not on air.
I can't get enough.
No, you did on air.
You did.
Okay, I said I've been
if you have the mic in hand, you're
said,
on air.
He said I've been collecting porn, and I agreed. It's just
six
no,
of one,
it
half dozen
never
another.
Actually came out of my
thank,
mouth.
Thank
deniability
you.
Is everything.
Fucking Clinton over here.
I did not inhale.
All right, I need you to.
Nor had to replace
prong.
Batteries that often.
Define the word prong. What do you mean by collecting? God.
Can I peruse? Is perusing okay?
Yeah. It's not cheating. God damn. No, I saw something close to the Passion of Christ.
Oh, really?
Life of Brian.
Life of Brian.
I don't think that was that close, but okay.
Hey, it was close as I could get. It moved me. I'm always going to look on the bright side of life.
I mean... I didn't have any particular conversion, you know, after it. I'm not going to go back to church.
God, she said conversion, dude. It just brought me, it just brought
it
horrible
brought other
memories
to your all, mind.
Yeah, all I can think of now is all of a sudden, you know, it's like, you know, like, remember in Dogma, Catholicism, wow.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, kids, we've got a new way to get people into church. Christian self-reliance.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I mean.
Another inside geek joke, which didn't get a laugh.
No, that didn't even get a laugh out of the people who were on the inside. How to know when you're not funny. Right now is a great example.
Wow. Hope it feels good pointing out my shortcomings there.
Every time I can, because I got to keep that ego in fucking check.
Yeah, you're the one with the ego that's in check.
I don't have fucking ego.
You have heinous ego, man. You have silent but deadly ego.
Silent but deadly ego. Yeah, my ego just strikes and knocks people down without them knowing. What's that?
Yeah, it does.
That was me.
Yeah, yes, it fucking does when you just go out and like insult people and shit, man. What about the homeless lady?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, wow.
Fine. Yeah, yeah.
I think this deserves a story.
Actually, we've told it on the air before.
Oh, you told it? Oh.
We can tell you're a devout listener.
Hey, I'm a devout poster.
Ooh. Well, that's halfway there, actually. Yeah. I can't complain. I won't complain anymore. All of a sudden, message boards run dry.
Oh, by the way, fuck you for criticizing me that I don't know what Project Greenlight is because I've never seen it. But yet, she's on a show and hasn't even listened to Spankwagon.
let's also look at...
I have listened to episodes, just not recently.
Let's also look at, priorities here. Project Greenlight, big HBO show, Spankwagon Radio. Hey, we got 6 listeners. Yeehaw! Okay?
Hey, man. The volume goes to 11.
No, that's the mic gain.
All right. Anyhow.
Anyhow.
But yeah. No, that was... God, I'm doing a recovery, and I don't even know what I was talking about.
Don't feel bad, man. I've been like in a recovery.
Jesus Christ.
I've been in recovery mode all day today, because I went to bed last night at 11:30, and I made the fatal, fatal mistake.
Wow, how, like, you know, Amish of you.
Hold on. I made the fatal mistake of waking up at 11:30
this
morning. 12 hours of sleep does not feel good.
No.
No, I mean, I don't know what it was. When I was younger, like in high school, 12 hours of sleep was like the greatest thing. Or if I was really tired, really, really, really tired. 12 hours of sleep,
yeah.
Oh, it's the best thing. Woke up this morning, I kid you not, I'm sitting, I was laying on my back when I woke up, and I do this. And I turn to the right, turn to look at my alarm clock,
yeah.
And I look, and I realize this funny feeling, of my eyes were looking that direction. However, the back of my head was somewhere splattered on the wall over to the left. So I shift my head over to the left to find my brain, and all of a sudden it sneaked over and it ran over to the right side of the wall. My brain was not functioning well, folks. I mean, I literally was lightheaded, and I was, I guess you could almost say out-of-body experience, but it hurt like a son of a bitch. Now I understand why people have them when they die.
Wow, you're absolutely right. You can tell when someone's not funny. Got you back.
I'm going to go cry now. And
don't worry. One day you'll have kids, you'll bore them with this shit. Where's my mic?
Hey, kids, remember that time when I decided to wake up wrong? No.
Oh, shit, I got to get news, speaking of which. Keep the kids
entertained. Well, we'll get news at the break. Jesus Christ. Oh, I got to do that right now. No. As a matter of fact, what we ought to do right now is take a really quick break. Let them listen to some fucking music.
Of course.
Yes. 12 hours of sleep is like, oh, my God, yay. Yeah, okay. You know what? When you're used to having maybe 6 hours to 8 hours, 9 at the most, 12 hours hurts you. 12 hours fucking kills you. Because for me, at least, I get a headache every fucking time I oversleep, which is almost every fucking weekend. So right now, I'm all aspirined up and crabby-eared and shit and trying to feel better. But I'm here. Because Claude told me that Red Room was coming over. I'm going, fuck, I was going to call you and tell you I wasn't coming over. Run the show on your own, damn it.
That's tough shit, man. You got to, like, you know, do the show, man.
Apparently I do.
All right, you want to take a quick break?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a quick break. Let them know what they're listening to, folks.
You are listening to the greatest internet radio show that will ever be. Spankwagon Radio. Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
But you're not alone. You're not invited.
Are you done?
Whoa.
Oh, can we just move on now? You ready?
I don't know. I was so into the song.
Here, here.
The moment is over.
Oh, okay.
No, baby.
Ah, Jesus. No, the moment's on a 3-second delay. God damn it. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
You are listening to...
Oh, fuck.
Wait, hold on. What are they listening to?
Spankwagon.
That would help.
Spankwagon.
Turned her fucking mic. God.
I slid all the fucking...
All the inputs got turned down when the music got turned
down.
Shut the fuck up. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Much better. Keep the fucking foamy off.
Yeah, but it's like...
Yeah, you feel like you're eating the mic.
All right.
Ice cream tastes dry.
Dry sherbet.
Ew.
Ah. I dreamed I ate a giant marshmallow. Woke up, my pillow was gone.
That's... Okay.
Very juvenile, actually.
Well, yeah. So is bubble wrap.
Yes.
So is bubble wrap.
But
I
can
love
admit...
Bubble wrap.
Mad bubbles.
No, there's not enough.
No, it's not enough. For everyone would get like one bubble pop. Mad
pop.
Bubble wrap pop. Yeah. Slightly.
Speaking of mad stuff, you want to do that now?
No, actually, let's get to that in a little bit. All right,
cool.
News shit right now.
News shit. Had some very interesting stories.
I've got a great news rant.
All right. This is fucking great right there. Now, we didn't have a lot of time for some stuff right here, so we basically just had to go rape Fark. What can I say?
Pretty much what we did this week.
Yeah, I know.
Fark has it.
But there were some very interesting stories. This is like top of my list right here.
Okay.
All right. In Montreal, Canada, mourners expressed shock and distress over tactics by striking funeral home workers. We have hooted and cheered at recent funerals and viewings. Yeehaw! At least three letters to the editor have been published in local newspapers by relatives outraged at the actions of Ergel Burgi.
Whoa.
Employees.
What?
That's the name.
Of the company?
That's the name of the company.
Company.
Ergel Burgi.
Ergel Burgi.
Now you imagine, you just lost a loved one and you're like all like crying and weeping. You say Ergel Burgi while you're... I'm not even weeping, I can't say it.
Where's the body at? It's at Ergel Burgi.
Ergel Burgi.
Uncle Bernie's, no, Ergel Burgi.
And you're going to slap you back. Yeah. This is great. Here's one woman's story. Judy Anthony said her aunt's visitation was disrupted, or is that aunt? I always said aunt. Anyhow, was disrupted by
tomato,
50
tomato.
Workers last month. She said they cheered as her aunt's casket was loaded into a hearse.
Whoa.
Outside the funeral home.
Okay, that is beyond cold.
Oh, it's great. It's great, man. And as the cars went through the horrible gauntlet of strikers, they kept waving and shouting and clapping and cheering like it was like a soccer match in Europe.
Jesus.
Well, you can say it's like a jazz funeral, you know?
In Canada, they don't have jazz, eh?
What an oxymoron, Canadians with soul. It's like you ever seen The Jerk? Look, I've got rhythm! You know? Yeah, that's great. 300 unionized funeral directors, office workers, undertakers, and support staff walked off the job on December 9th, saying their demands for better pay and greater job security, which gets me.
How can you not have job security? People always die.
Yeah, I wonder if you can sue pharmaceutical companies for that.
People are living too long, you know?
Montreal police spokesman Miguel Anston said the strikers aren't doing anything illegal unless there's violence. It's very sad, he said.
It might break out to that soon.
It also happened at the funeral of a police officer's mother recently.
Oh.
These people, dude, they're even saying in some cases right here, there was one, where was it? Yeah, a Weston funeral was also disrupted by hooting and clapping strikers, said Pierre Gaultier, whose aunt died recently. He said they were there with big smiles on their faces as they wheeled his aunt's casket into a hearse and clapped when they lowered it.
Yay!
Can you imagine that? At least they didn't, like, tag it.
Now, my question is why? I mean, I can understand them trying to make the other people who are doing their jobs, the scab workers, uncomfortable. Do they not care what's going on with the grieving, the grieving parties?
I just think they're trying to put the fun back in funeral.
Hey.
Wait a minute. He's been waiting for that one for a while now.
You know what, man? I wouldn't just cheer, man. I'd be the type of guy who, like, put springs in the casket.
Boingy, boingy, boingy.
No, I mean, like, bang, like a jack-in-the-box.
A door knocker.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, you know how that's
pop
how they
goes a casket.
If you look at a casket, that's how they actually lower the body in the casket, because caskets have like this mechanism, like a scissor jack mechanism, so that way they can raise it up and have the body be presentable. But when they close the lid, they actually lower it down with, you know, with a jack handle. Mm-hmm. You know, and they lower the body down into the casket itself, close, lock that thing up, and then they drop it into the vault.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they do already have that, but kind of adding the high pressure. Got to do it pneumatically. Hook it up, little air knob and a big handle, so you just doom, shoom.
What are these? God, James, I'm just doing a joke. You're all James Bond and shit.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's right. Bond, in case you are embalmed, this is a new gadget that'll get you out of the grave.
It'll launch you 50 feet, thus changing the pressure and making you expunge all formaldehyde.
I say, Q, it looks like you need this more than I do. Oh, you're dead. Yeah. Oh, great. What a great silence. Somebody tell a fucking news story. Shit, I'm still looking stuff up.
Actually, you know what?
Ohio woman gives birth to sextuplets in 1 minute. It was like a popcorn
That's a
popper.
Fucking Gatling gun.
Like a popcorn popper is the quote.
Nice.
I know. Judge dismissed a security fraud against Martha Stewart.
No.
Yeah. She's free.
It's no, she no, not fuck, free. She's got like three other counts.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
But for the securities fraud, dude.
Because, I mean, like, she's had, like, a lot of celebrities go to the court, and, like, Bill Cosby. Who the fuck, dude? Bill Cosby is, like, a Martha Stewart fan or something, because...
And see, with the M-Clones, Doc, she didn't know what it was. Would you keep old Pudding Pop's dick guy? I don't think so. And I wouldn't like this was. If Chewbacca ain't Pudding Pop, you must quit.
Because Chewbacca ain't a Wookiee.
Yeah, confuse him. I would think she's an innocent. You know,
as he's going to the dentist. Hello, how are you doing, baby?
I was actually doing the Cosby Kids imitation. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, I was doing the Fat Albert Kid impersonation.
Yeah, so was I.
See, I'm better.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I didn't understand what it is. Yeah.
That's exactly the point.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Did you forget the cartoon? You couldn't understand a word he said.
Mushmouth?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. You're just the next fucking Danny Gans.
Oh, yeah.
Do George Burns.
Okay.
Wah, wah, wah.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll be here for quite a while, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, your you obvious dismay.
Yeah. Hey, boobies.
Wrong link.
Wow.
No, it's just right.
We get to stand here. Okay, fine. No, actually, my rant and news article. Will you quit smiling like that when you're looking at prawn?
That's disturbing.
It's not really prawn. Hey, she's got a ferret.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. We've lost them to the internet.
No, the internet's not. Hey, Muff. Anyhow.
Oh, God.
Hey, the viewers want to be entertained, right? And if it entertains me, it's going to entertain the viewers. That's the first rule we had, didn't it? It has to be funny to us.
I think you're
I'm
actually
sorry, where were we?
Where were we?
I'm just as lost as you are.
No, I found my site. Anyhow.
Actually,
you wouldn't like it. There's
one
no
other news article.
It's real.
God, not this argument. I'm going to carry that right out of the message boards here. Not real.
Let's see.
We actually have these conversations quite frequently on the show.
Ooh,
actually.
Deuce Bigelow, too. Happy India. Oh, yeah.
Are you done? Put away Fark.
No.
Please?
No. I like. What the hell is that?
What the hell's what?
Cats fighting in here somewhere.
Yeah, the cats are fighting all the time. Now, anyhow.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is actually Clear Channel has pulled a brand new strategy out of their ass. In combating what they consider indecent, and never mind they actually put it there in the first place, they have taken Howard Stern off the air in several markets. The West Coast markets are, I think, want to say at least San Diego at this point.
Dude.
What they've done is they've decided that Howard Stern is too crude, crass, and too vulgar for their taste, so they have taken them off of several markets.
It's like someone's on dial-up in here.
I know. It's trying to figure out what the hell.
I don't know where the cats are. I just hear them, like, suffering, man.
Go save your pussy, cats.
Fuck no, man.
Oh, you got Fark, right. So anyhow, Howard Stern has been taken off the air, and of course, a lot of people believe it's actually because no one actually is telling anyone what it was for, like the exact incident and everything.
No, they're just saying that it's due to a poor taste of Stern and things like this in the past. They want to rectify for the individual community standards. It's not an incident. He did not do a thing.
Yeah.
They just sprung this on him.
They just
morning.
Decided to pull him off. Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he has been really ridiculing the FCC, really, really ridiculing the,
and
you know,
they
the conglomerates
it.
And stuff like that for what they're doing, for their actions of censorship and dumbing people down. And you know what?
Censure my ass, it's censor.
Same difference, but yes.
No, it's different.
Okay, moving on, though. You know, the fact that they are trying to censor, they are trying to stop him. And like he says, it's because they're scared of what we are. You know, and I'm just wondering, where is this now going to stop? Because now we have the TV, the radio. What's going to be that point where they actually pull the plug on too much? You know, what do you guys think about it?
I mean,
what do
you guys think? I think there's always Canada.
Hey.
Yeah,
but you can't do this up there because, you know, you
I
like
could
good
bring
music
soul to Canada.
Claude Balls brings soul to Canada next on Spank Quick. Yeah.
That's right, man. I'll go.
So apparently neither of you have an opinion on this.
Well, I have an opinion. Okay. I don't know if it's been widely reported, but like a week before, prior to this, Clear Channel fired Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah, but Bubba the Love Sponge is something.
Mentioned that in the chat room.
It was in the same vein. It was in the same vein as Howard Stern, but Bubba the Love Sponge had this bad habit of actually outdoing vulgar.
Yeah, because he got taken off here. Like he was on for like a couple of months, and then like Infinity, I think. Was carrying him, and they
Infinity carries Stern.
Infinity
is Stern.
Well, so does Clear Channel. Clear Channel carried both of them too.
Okay.
They carry them in different markets.
Okay.
And I think that's who canned him. Like after a couple months here, conservative people here were like, get him off.
Okay. When was Bubba the Love Sponge ever here?
It was like, I guess if I could place a date, I would say like. 95, 96.
Okay,
and I
quite
know
a while ago.
It was like just a couple of months. I mean, he was on for just a couple of months, and people were like, "Hey, Bubba Love Sponge," and then like they yanked him because he did some awful things. Like,
see, you know, I miss Opie and Anthony. Those two guys were crazy, and I don't think it was that bad for you know the stuff they did. Even if the whole fucking in St. Patrick's Cathedral, in New York, was.
Yeah.
Well, not quite good, but I don't actually think what they did was bad, you know, for their form of entertainment. I don't know. I mean, where are we going from here? I mean, Reverend Hammer just says here that Stern wanted to leave anyway. He wanted to go to XM.
I don't know that Stern wanted to go to XM. Stern has been talking about leaving for a while. He's had a lot of problems with Les Moonves and CBS right there, because CBS is actually like who produces and makes the show.
Yeah, CBS is Infinity, which is Viacom.
Right, and then what happens?
Is everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Infinity owns certain markets, and Clear Channel owns other ones, and that's how they actually do the syndication. I know he's had a lot of problems with Les Moonves in the past. Moonves is somebody who's also not made very wise decisions and called down a lot of problems, like with the Beverly Hillbillies he wanted to do. And some other shit like that. But no, Stern has gotten into a lot of stuff with Moonves. Moonves has like criticized Stern and stuff, and Stern will call his ass up on the radio and he's like kissing Stern's ass.
Okay.
So that has been one thing that has been going along with him for a while.
Okay.
I'm pretty much against all radio right now.
Under what, I mean, for what reason?
For Clear Channel.
You know what? I have a perfect example of this too. She's absolutely right. And I give you a great example, real life, that
please
just
do.
Happened last week. Okay. It's been raining here in Vegas. It's been raining pretty good. It fucking hailed today on my car, too.
Wow.
No dents, thankfully. It was a small hail. But anyhow, weather here has been pretty wet and kind of rough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened is they've been listening to like local radio stations. Star, which is
Star
like...
Star 102.
Yeah.
Which has its... Which for our local radio station, it's a very boring station nowadays because it's very overly played. But at least there's Dusty's 80s.
Yeah,
Sunday
true.
Sunday nights.
But anyhow, what they were doing is like Star, Comp, and there was one other one I'm trying to think of.
KKLZ.
It might have been KKLZ, but they were doing local DJs live over the weekend. They were local ones.
Okay.
And they were taking requests and stuff, and they were talking about the weather. Go, isn't this weather great? Yeah, we need the rain. This is great. A lot of people calling and going, yeah, it doesn't rain here often. And, you know, it won't last too long, but that's okay, because I like the rain, because it's a little change for people.
Right. Well, like, Star has their own DJs. They're all local.
Right. But fucking Oldie Station and the other Clear Channel stations.
Oh, yeah, 93.
All the DJs were like, well, we've got a little bit of rain to get you out of the gloom right there, because we know it's kind of dark and stormy outside. And it's like patches of sunlight.
Nice.
It was just, yeah.
Well, I mean, and that's one of the things you have to deal with when you have the evil conglomerate. I mean, we could right now figure out, like, Reverend Hammer's down in Florida. So we could go out and say, in Florida right now, there's water. You know, I mean.
Speaking of Florida, yeah. Yet another Florida foo bar. That one guy, the DJ
Bubble
for the Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. For 30 years, this guy's been reporting the weather to Boston going, well, hey, kids, it's kind of cold out there. You might want to bundle up. It's 10 below, and people are just freezing and dying of hypothermia. Brr. Hope your commute's better than mine. For 30 years, he's been broadcasting out of Florida.
Uh-huh.
Out of Florida. So he's like, oh, it's cold outside. His ass was down in like 70-degree weather.
Fuck. See, and as far as I could tell.
Somebody confronted him. Somebody found out.
Okay.
It was funny. So they actually called the guy up and did an interview with him. He goes, do you feel you've tricked you've cheated the people of Boston? You've tricked them. No, I don't. Why is that? You never asked me where I was from. Yeah.
Well, you never cared before.
Exactly.
For 30 years. You know what? Yeah. I can believe that guy. My thing is, though, and what really is starting to cheese me is the fact that we're starting to slide again.
How do you mean?
Well, if you think about it, in the 80s, it was all about fun and the decadence and everything like that. And you got away, hold on, within reason, you got away with a little more. And then it slid backwards a little.
Well.
And then it came forward again. Like right now, we were all having, everything on TV was super sexually driven.
That's going to depend on the 80s right there, because you can't really generalize the 80s right there. The 80s have basically four parts of them. The first two were really kind of conservative right there.
With Ronnie getting into office.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Then when you had like 84 right there going into 84, people started blowing up and stuff and really started to have the fun. And you had that going on through like, I'd say till about 88. And then like late 88 into 89 was like the 90s time where people were relaxing, not being conservative, just slowing down a little bit. Right.
Right. Do you think, though, that all the recent attentions and all the recent... pulling shit off the air and suing the fuck out of people
and five-second delays.
Well, five-second delays are normal. Five-second delays have always been there.
Yeah.
I think it's foolish of CBS and what they did for the Super Bowl not to have that in place. I actually think that was very irresponsible, because every live event should have
a five-second
delay. I always thought they already did. I don't have a problem with the delay.
I don't see a problem, because I truth in advertisement. Hey, it's live. It's supposed to be live, and we always get cheated over here on the West Coast anyway.
Well, we do. We do, because live, something that's like in the evening for everybody in the East Coast is like 2 in the afternoon.
We saw like Saturday Night Live once or twice. We had to be on the East Coast to actually see Saturday Night Live.
Live, yes.
Okay. And the thing is, we get cheated a lot right there, but like, since you've not listened to the show for a while right there, we've actually discussed that before, and I think what it is, like people who are offended at the sight of Janet Jackson's breast, you know what, man?
They're stupid.
I think what we really should do is, people should create a stigma where if people feel offended by that, they should feel guilt. That's how you get a lot of change. But at the same time, people are sheep. Will it ever go back and change? Yeah.
It will. I mean, it's going to change.
But we need to change the leadership over. People are sheep. If we get somebody more liberal in the office right there, in local community leaders, it'll be a lot better. But people are sheep.
I think I can agree with that comment, because right now what we're seeing, though, is, and it's kind of scary, we're seeing how the government is really coming down on people. And then we have people like Clear Channel who say, well, we'll do something proactive. It may not be in the best interest, but we're going to do this. It's going to be proactive. And the fucking, and our fucking government, state, local, and federal are going, hey, great job. Pad the wallet, pad the wallet, pad the wallet.
Well, the thing about it is right there, and religion right now is really a hot topic and stuff. Mm. Especially with
could it be because
Catholics
of
the whipping people.
Well, could it be because of, Jesus Chainsaw Massacre?
It could be. Yeah.
All right, why don't we
to think of it, that scene where they're at the table and stuff right there, that could kind of be like the crucifixion. Yeah.
All right. Why don't we go ahead and take a quick break?
Yeah. But like I say, basically to finish up my story right there with the religion stuff right there. Actually, you know what? Never mind. I lost that total track of thought.
Yeah, It's okay.
Never mind. Let's go take
a break.
We're
going to run later tonight, folks. So don't plan on leaving us at 8 o'clock. We're going to probably run till 8:30.
Or later. Time.
Or later. No, not too much later. Anyhow, you are listening to...
The Not Too Much Later Show.
Spank Wagon Radio. Ooh.
the mic. Oh, there we go.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We're so prepared. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Dude, it's on your notes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the, well, everybody's favorite part of the show, because we're sure fucking boring.
Okay, you ready?
Actually, hold on. Okay, now I'm ready.
It is now time for
Mad Prod!
You screwed it up, man.
How did I screw it up? I was starting to count.
Yeah, you screwed
it
up, man.
You can't handle the pressure?
I can't, man. All right, let's start over.
No.
Don't put me on the wheel.
Oh. All right. You're done.
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't hear myself.
Is that better?
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're sitting in the chat room right now, we're going to go ahead and give you mad props, but we have another slight problem. Claude?
This week's mad props are not brought to you by Clicker Liquor Pop once again.
And they're not brought to you by the mad stapler.
No. So this week...
another office supply.
Yes. Everyone gets mad slices.
Mad what?
Slices.
Let Red Rum do it.
Okay.
She knows how to work those. Just don't jog.
I didn't know. Maybe she'd only handled lefties all her life.
Leave her personal life out of this, dude. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, first up, he's in the room. I don't even know what to say about this guy. Although he had to go get beer, and he was going to have rum and Diet Coke. Is that
Yuck.
He's an Atkins alcoholic. He's Chazad.
I have to say mad props first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
God, good thing we're not paying you. All right.
I don't want to get paid.
Mad props.
Mad slices.
Slices.
Same as last week. This is even lamer than the stapler. Will you remember the official Clicker Liquor Pop, please?
Yeah.
Damn. Alrighty, folks. He's coming up, and hey, he tells us, beware of the Ides of March. It's Reverend Hammer! I counted, I had no problem.
Yeah, but that was you. You were expecting it.
Oh, that's true. Right.
Mad slices!
Yeah, this first one actually owes somewhat of an apology because I guess on the website I put 5 o'clock for starting time of the show, but and them being actually faithful listeners, which we appreciate, we're here.
Yeah.
First, let me give a mad props to
Mad Slices.
Damn, she's going like all mad with that. Don't put anything in front of her. All
right. I feel so shameful.
Does it have that like psycho sound to it?
No.
You sound like a fucking gardener.
Yeah.
Sans Spanish. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? No.
The shrubs are all square. That's all you got to say.
And none over 3 feet high.
This other person I owe an apology to, because not only were they here waiting for us at 5.
What the fuck are you doing, giving mad props or penance?
Sure.
We're sorry.
But no, you got to understand, Toe was sitting in the chat room from 3 o'clock on.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to talk about sitting in a waiting room and a doctor that just isn't there.
And we have plenty of magazines. It's called the message board.
Ooh.
Message well done. Board.
Message board. Mad props to
Toe. Mad slices.
Lame ass.
Lame asses.
All right, let's also give mad props. Of course, he dropped fucking bombshells in the chat room, so I don't know if it's a happy mad props or just props. Fuck. But let's give him anyway, because he needs them. He's
the curse. Mad slices.
All right.
Who else do we get?
That's it. I'm not giving any to you. Or to Spankwagon. But let's give mad props to our guests. Well, our guests will give themselves mad slices.
Oh, yeah.
Let's give it up. Sorry. Let's give it
open.
Up to Redwood!
Mad slices.
She's giving them to herself, folks. Good for you. All right.
I don't know if we can really call you Red Rum anymore. You're not red.
No, you're not.
No, but I'm red at heart.
Of course, it's flesh.
Well, you know, Red Rum is, you know, I told you it's like an homage to
Hackers.
Hackers?
In the screenplay it is.
Read the book.
There was a book?
There will be.
Fuck, I own the movie.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
You know, they make it into a movie now. The question is, who plays us?
Yeah.
You realize that'll be like Bewitched, man, with the two Darrens.
Ew. You know what? Isn't Nicole Kidman playing like Samantha in then the new like Bewitched movie?
Wait.
Making a movie out of it?
Are you telling me Hollywood has even proven further that they have nothing new going on?
Yeah, they're making a Bewitched movie. It's on comingsoon.net. Nicole Kidman is Samantha.
I got a question. In the first hour, are they going to have one guy playing Darren? The next hour, they're going to have someone different playing Darren? That'd be raw. That's
I
fucking
forgot
awesome.
Who they're going to get to play Darren.
Who's playing the Darrens?
I know it's somebody that I was like, ooh, he's playing Darren, but yeah.
Who knows?
God, what other shows can they make it out of, man?
Everything else. I mean, the Starsky and Hutch is already coming out.
Hey, Starsky and Hutch looks good.
Yeah.
On that idea.
I think it's going to be a funny movie.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like I Spy.
Oh, yeah.
Screw I Spy.
Well done.
Screw
Touché.
I Spy. Hey, man, this is Sot. No.
Touche.
Hey, man, this is Sot. That's more true Eddie Murphy.
Apparently.
Yes.
You would know, you white guy, you.
Of course, I got soul.
In Canada. Mm-hmm. So compared to Canadian, you have soul.
I got soul, eh?
We wanted to bitch about something. We were talking about on the break, and we wanted to come back and start bitching about something. What was that?
Oh, no.
Marriage.
We were talking about marriage.
Oh, the Constitution and the sanctity of
the
marriage.
Sanctity.
Yeah, now, I don't know. You and I have discussed this off the show. You don't believe we've discussed it on the show right there. And I think it's a great time, too, as well, because we actually have a third-personal type input. And man, sound like great.
Third-personal type input. Bump, bump, check it out. What the fuck?
Yeah. We have third person.
We got three people. It's a threesome.
Hey, I'm making up my own words again, man. I'm Don King again.
Recapitate that. Now.
Yeah, your homage to confusion. So anyhow, we're talking about the sanctity of marriage. What? How the hell does the gay marriage thing threaten marriage?
You know, I honestly don't think it does.
I would think adultery and domestic
divorce.
Violence and divorce.
Yeah, divorce.
And,
yeah.
You know, I think what it is you know, what really pisses me off is when George Bush says, you know, he's going to try to get an amendment through to prohibit gay marriages to protect the sanctity. Sanctity is using a religious term. So he's being all Bible thump right now.
Yeah.
And if if you really think about it, of the gay people we know, how many of them are in a really solid relationship? I would almost say 90% of them.
Yeah, you seem okay.
Ow. Ow.
I saw the opportunity. I had to go for it.
Apparently you did.
I'm paying you
and
back.
You yes, you are. Yeah, oh, yes, you are.
It's about as funny as the night when that guy was trying to give you flyers. You remember that on the strip, the canvasser?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
That was good. Anyhow. I don't know. I mean, because as far as I can tell, if they get to go through divorces and, you know, go through bitter breakups and someone owns only the car and someone owns everything else, fine. Okay. No skin off my back. It's not affecting me and my choice of, you know, my marriage and anything like that.
That's what people can't articulate. The people that are against us, they can't really say why they're against us and why it, like, hurts marriage.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, it's very interesting right there. I can actually give a perfect example of how not allowing gay marriage is a bad thing.
Why?
Well, what happened was, growing up, I knew this one kid named Josh, and his father was gay.
Okay. I understand that can happen.
No, dude. True story. Okay. He went through high school. He knew he was gay from like age like 12 or something. Knew he was gay. So he never had that, like, any kind of confronting feelings. His girlfriend in high school, not boyfriend, but, you know, his girlfriend there that he knew, she went with right there, got him drunk one night and decided she was going to turn him straight. She got pregnant from me. I know, dude. It was really funny. But anyhow, what happened was he met this other guy, Robin. And what happened was, I'm using names now.
Yeah, protect the innocent, like you people don't know.
Fuck the guilty.
Yeah, I know. So what happened was, basically, they start not a home-based business, but they went into business together.
Okay.
And they worked up a business very well. Both of them invested a lot of their money equally and a lot of their time. But what happened, as things happen with between any two people right there. Eventually, they just fell out of love.
Okay.
And they end up going through a very nasty split up. And particularly what happened was because there were no laws protecting him, he couldn't get anything because everything else was in his partner's name.
Okay.
So he got screwed out of everything, and his partner ended up selling the business.
Hmm.
For, I think, like $750,000.
Jesus, and he didn't get shit.
He didn't. He basically walked out with the shirt on his back and couldn't even take furniture.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's sad.
See, and someone here says because Jesus says so. Okay, I'm Catholic, recovering.
God.
I'm religious to a point. Red Rum's religious. Claude is an atheist, so.
I'm not really atheist because atheist is broad. I'm really.
You're
I'm a Swiss
agnostic.
I'm Swiss Army knife of religion. Whatever saves me in a particular situation.
Here's the thing. The Bible isn't an autobiography. It's more of a work of fiction, in my opinion. Yes, it's an important work of fiction, but it's a work of fiction. It's written by people who were several generations removed from the actual occurrences. So it's really more like a lifetime movie on a topic. Sure, we know that, you know, this occurred and that occurred, but someone filled in all these blanks.
Yep.
You know, and that's really what it is. So if you want to say the Bible said so, fine. But you also have to realize you're getting someone else's interpretations.
Also, the Catholic Bible has more books to it.
Oh, yes. That it does. I mean, it's not quite Mormon Bible-ish, but, you know.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, the gay marriage isn't a bad thing. Let them go through. Now, the only thing that people, you know, the real reason people don't want to see gay marriage is because of, like, any of the tax breaks that married people get, any of the incentives, home ownership and credit and shit like that, heterosexual married people get.
There's very interesting. So. There's something very interesting about this that's come up recently. I'm sure, hopefully, you've paid. What's going on?
Nothing. We're
like looking. I know what that paranoia is like, huh? And you keep and I stare at stuff, and you like look over, like, what the hell? The cat's doing something. Anyhow, Mayor Oscar Goodman recently was accused of being in favor of gay marriage.
Oh well.
In favor of gays because he, you know, I'm
because of that strip club.
Yeah, thing. Because of that strip club. The reason why I'm for it is because of the separation of church and state. I believe that is probably the most important part of the Constitution. It not only does it protect people of faith, but it protects people who don't have faith.
Exactly. Exactly.
And to say that, you know, we need to add an amendment to the Constitution to ban gay marriage based on the sanctity of marriage, that's getting a little close. That's getting a little close for me.
That's way close. That's a little over the line for me.
I think it's going to be a lot more than close right there.
Yeah, that's over the line.
You're gonna look at the type of personal expression and the lack of fear people have of expressing themselves, be it you know, verbally or violently.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like prohibition, only worse if that were to happen.
I
doubt it's going to.
I don't think it's going to ever be like that because we're not taking something away. We're arguing about adding it in.
You don't understand, though. Even though we're not taking something away, okay, when it becomes that separation of church and state right there, you will have the wrath of just the, in you know, not the NAACP, Jesus. The
GLAD?
Not
GLAD.
GLAD, yeah. Yeah, who the fuck is it? The ACLU.
Okay.
You're going to have a lot of that right there. That's going to cause a lot of problems. That's the type of thing right there that would cause, like, fucking, you know, like, you know, Asian, you know, democracy fights on the floor of the Senate, okay?
Right.
Because it's going to inspire that much anger and hatred towards that kind of shit. And like I say, in all honesty right there, it's going to be something big if it were to happen, but it's not going to. A lot of things have actually, because one, it takes a lot to get anything ratified to the Constitution.
It's like 32 states have to approve it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Then you also need, it's more than 2/3 of, like, Congress and stuff like that. And what they've said is, like, even though Congress and a lot of people have been outspoken for their communities, like, yeah, we're going to do this. The bill got presented to them right there, and they're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, they're just kind of going, eh. Because they got more important things to worry about, and I think a lot of it is, you know, maybe, just maybe, because our wonderful president has decided to burn a few bridges with the weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
No. Burning a bridge is like, oh, look, there's char damage. We can rebuild.
Yeah.
No,
fucker.
Yeah, and then, like, you know.
So, are you bringing up our dead celebrity? Let's switch gears.
I do have a
dead
celebrity.
Let's switch gears.
Actually, I had another story, too, you know.
Okay, because I got a couple
things. That congresswoman down in Florida.
Which one?
Brown.
What'd she do?
Well, basically, you heard about this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'll bring up the story if I need to, if anybody wants like some exact quotes. But what happened was she was getting in an argument. I want to say it was like Secretary of the State or Interior or something like that. I forget his name, but he's a Mexican-American guy.
And I heard about this.
What happened was she basically said that by not doing anything for Haiti with their current political situation, we're being racist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what happened was this was during a public debate when she was arguing the Florida representative. Mm-hmm. She said, all this is just a conspiracy. You know, this is racism from the White House for a bunch of white men like you. Okay. Well, one guy, the Mexican-American guy, said, you know, next time I see Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell, I'll let them know that. In the meantime, I resent being called racist and a white man. That I don't fucking get.
Because he was Mexican.
Right. Why he's offended to be a white man, I don't know. That's kind of racist to me. And I love her response for that.
And that was?
Well, you all look alike to me.
Whoa.
She said this in public. I'll get the story
public
here.
Thing. It's now documented.
Whoa.
It's on
yes,
record.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that was just classic.
That's
right
just
there.
That's great
and, you know,
for her re-election campaign.
No. No election there. And everybody's talking about the Constitution. You know, if I actually had, I usually carry a copy of the Constitution in my truck. Because I have it in my book bag.
Yeah, you never can tell when you go back in time or something.
Exactly. You got to set things right. I think
the story here. Brown, the Haiti policy was racist. Racist and Bush's representatives
were
just a bunch of white men.
Let me steal your mic stand for a second.
Go ahead.
I actually brought something because I did find some stuff that my friend sent me. Kind of a little bit on the same line. Not quite, but towing close. Why don't you cover Dead Celebrity? Cover Dead Celebrity.
Well,
give me
a second here.
Okay.
I don't have the Dead Celebrity thing up yet. Thanks for getting prepared, you fucking dick. Anyhow.
I'm sorry. What about those random music changes our listeners have been subjected to?
They want to hear good quality music. I can't allow them to hear random shit that sucks, even though it is off my playlist, I'm going to admit. Anyhow, basically, we have a couple Dead Celebrities of the Week right here. And you're going to love this because one actually technically does not meet the requirements, but because the news of him was released so recently, he does. And we do have another dead celebrity.
Well, the problem was it was his estate that didn't want to tell anybody until this past week.
Right. And let's first cover the lame-ass dead celebrity of the week who
go
did
for
die
it.
Within the week. Bush's dog.
Bush's dog?
Oh, hold on, I forgot. Dead Celebrity of the Week. All right. So Bush's dog technically died within the requirements. So, all right.
That's wow. All
right.
I mean, we thought we were doing bad with the writer from Kids in the Hall.
Hey, man. You know what? That at least had comic value.
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, writer. He's not even the head writer.
Fucking find it in the archive.
All right. Yeah. Anyhow, the good quality dead celebrity of the week is Joe Vitarelli.
Joe
Vitarelli
is dead.
Is dead.
Now, who is Joe Vitarelli?
Joe Vitarelli was an Italian gent born in the Bronx, New York, 10th of March, 1941. And he died January 20th, 2004, but his family didn't release it until just now.
Just now.
He apparently had commercials running on TV for some product.
Staples.
Yeah, and they didn't want his death to bring down sales of Staples.
Fair enough for the family to do.
Yeah,
I
know.
Think. That's actually pretty decent. It's the Staples commercial where they make it all mafia like trying to get supplies from the supply clerk.
He played the father in Shallow Hal.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
the biggest that I can think of.
Yeah, he was in Analyze This and That and some other shit. He's like a really overweight Italian guy. And
Pock-faced all the hell.
Yeah, looks like.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's our dead celebrity. So far, we've been able to keep it up most of the time.
Hey, man. No, we've kept up always. We've only been out without one dead celebrity once, and that was due to a technicality because they hadn't found a body.
That's true.
All right. He's dead, though.
He's
very much
dead.
Fucking Gray Spaulding. Asshat.
All right.
Okay, so.
Some friends of mine actually found this, and they were sharing it around. I guess there's a website that has, this kid's student papers. He's, don't know what grade he's in.
You sure this is not from your wife?
I'm very sure it's not from my wife. But these are JPEGs I pulled down, and I printed them out. He writes a couple papers, and this one's actually really good. It's enough to get you laughing, And it kind of fits on a little bit of that race thing.
You want me to read it, or are you going to read it?
I'll read the first one, and we'll determine whether I'm going to read the second one.
I didn't know if any of these required funny voices.
No funny voices.
All right, okay.
These are papers this kid wrote. His name's Jeremy Levine, period 3, doesn't say school or grade or age or anything like that. So
Jeremy Levine wrote a paper, period 3.
He goes, the title is Coming In Like El Nino.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This already sounds like a bad rap song.
No, El Nino is Spanish. It is Spanish for... Oh. Hold on. It is the Spanish word for child. Like all things Spanish, it is dangerous.
Oh, wow.
It kills people and burns down trees. This child is more than a child. It really isn't a child at all. It is a storm, a deadly storm that kills people and burns down trees.
I don't even know what to even say.
Warm water usually builds up around Australia, but not anymore with El Nino. El Nino moves the warm water from Australia to somewhere else, namely to other places.
Oh, shit.
I'm laughing so hard. I'm sorry.
That is horrible.
God, if I had kids, they would write shit like that.
That's like... Bad topic.
Yes.
Two descriptive
There's
sentences.
There's more. Don't even try to just enjoy it.
I'm still stuck on burns down trees.
Where are these other places? These are places that also have water, but water that is usually not as warm as the warm water El Nino moves to these said other places. These other places are to the east of the water. In Peru, they have many names for many things. One of the things that they have names for is people who go fishing to make a living. If we had a word for this kind of people, that would be fishermen.
Oh, my God.
But we don't.
That is horrible.
Is there more? Please tell me there's more. In Peru, they have different names for things than we do in America. They call their kind of people pescadores. That's Spanish. That's what they speak in Peru. Well, El Nino comes. These pescadores can't catch any fish. El Nino is caused when the Peruvian gods get angry. They have been angry for millions of years and have made El Nino for millions of years. Many, many moons ago, the Peruvians committed human sacrifice to satiate their gods and in the flood that was caused by El Nino.
I'm in shock.
In today's modern dog-eat-dog work-a-day world of scientists, diplomats, McSalad Shakers, and George Bush Jr., we no longer have access to such solutions. We are too proud. We will not commit human sacrifices. We refuse to salutate the Peruvian gods.
Salutate.
Thus, they remain angry and keep killing us and burning down our trees with El Nino. Mm. Instead of satiating the gods, many of these scientists...
Wait, he actually said satiating?
Yeah. Yes. Have tried to control El Nino with science. They put an expensive... fish-attracting buoys that run on flashlight batteries. Imagine fighting the power of gods with flashlight batteries. Needless to say, this doesn't work, and everyone died.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
He got a 10 on this paper, but the teacher wrote down here, the teacher wrote, Jeremy, please be a little less dramatic.
That kid must have been fucking high.
I have nothing... I can't.
Don't throw that away. Don't throw that
away.
I can't
even. Like, there is like no excuse for that. No,
well, you know, there isn't, and it's funnier than shit when people do this. Because
oh shit,
this is you know. I mean, where did you get this free plug? Just I got this from Smack and a bunch of other of the email group that we're in.
Oh shit,
Hell Smack.
Oh.
Okay, you ready? I got another one. It's titled Lightning. I kid you not, 3 exclamation points after the title. Lightning in the rain. What is lightning? Where does it come from? What does it mean? Does it have a meaning? where does it come from? What is it made of? Is it made of light? Some might say it was made of light. Others contend that lightning is made of fire. People used to think that lightning was made of fire. Fire in the sky. Fire that killed people and not
smoke on the water.
Lightning is from El Nino. Before Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin was a founding father. He fatherly founded that lightning was made of electricity. He fatherly founded that lightning is made of electricity. Electricity in the sky. But what of the Greek myths of the Greek god Zeus and other popular images image and the other popular image of Zeus?
Oh,
a
shit.
Greek god throwing down lightning bolts to kill people and knock down trees. Where did he find the time? And what of the lightning being made of fire? In this workaday world, in the era of the founding father, Benjamin Franklin, we have no time nor patience for such concerns. These are for the third world and schizophrenics.
Schizophrenics?
Whoa.
Schizophrenics. Some people do not understand that lightning is destructive. They ignore the wisdom of their elders and of the founding father, Benjamin Franklin. They think lightning is a lie perpetrated by people with vested interest at their own peril. Lightning kills people and knocks down trees. It's a power of nature.
Oh, shit. These are fucking Xerox copies,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they are.
This was written by the same kid.
I am now in favor of the No Child Left Behind law.
I am not in favor of that. I am not in favor of that at all. But, oh, my God. I think some other people found this. I think they found a link here. Hold on. I'm going to see if this is more of this kid's stuff.
I got to see, man. This kid is a fucking winner,
this
dude.
This kid is
like... We
he's
must awesome. Find him. I'm going to send him a fucking clicker liquor pop.
Send him a clicker liquor pop.
This is a clicker liquor pop.
Jeremy
but what of
Levine.
The candy? It clicks and it licks. And sometimes it can whistle. And if you are not careful, it can knock down trees and set them on fire.
And kill people. Yes, that's actually these two essays. Douglas, I'll give you the link. It's douglas.min.net/essay. There's another one on here that isn't this Jeremy Levine kid, but I didn't find it funny. Oh, I'm sorry. I read it wrong. I didn't print out the whole damn thing. Oof. It is a power of destruction exercised by Greek god Zeus. Sauce my pace, please. But they do it. They ignore such wisdom and taunt the powerful existence of destruction, and they worship their idol gods and stand near trees at their own peril. Lightning has the killing power to kill people and the destructive power to knock down trees. When you stand near trees, they will be knocked down by lightning and you will be killed by lightning. There is no escape. Lightning will knock down the tree and knock down your soul.
Whoa.
Next sentence. Trees are tall. Many things are tall. Many things attract lightning. But do they correlate? A recent study says yes. It says that being tall and attracting lightning do correlate. That means that being tall correlates with being struck by lightning. You die when you are struck by lightning and your tree is knocked out. Some people try to measure lightning. They take measurements of it. They use balloons and rockets and their imagination and determination and research money, and they put it all in the mixing bowl. They mix in storms. Storms with lightning.
This
so
is awful.
They mix in the lightning, and then they get to the product.
A product?
If they are lucky of measurements about lightning from the storm, what kind of measurements? We may never know. And the teacher writes, Jeremy, what the heck is this? This is only one step beyond rambling and bubbling. Can you get it together?
But she gave him a 10 on that one, too.
Yeah!
This kid is a champion.
Yeah. I'm in favor of No Child Left Behind now.
What frightens
maybe,
me?
Maybe we should name it to Leave a Few Back. Oh, shit. Claude, you're dying here.
I'm trying to picture. I don't know if this really was written by Jeremy or his idiot
parent.
That
is horrible.
You know, that's a good thing. With the 50-cent words, it could have been written by a parent.
Yeah, I can't believe he used satiated.
A few times.
I love how Mexicans are.
What? No. The quote is.
What did it say?
The quote is, like all things Spanish, it is dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So that's something I found. I found that earlier, and I said, you know what? I got to print it. We need that. Of course, Bakuris actually knows where the fucking thing is.
Lightning kills people and trees.
Lightning kills people and trees.
And trees follow people. There has been a study to correlate trees and tall people.
Child is more than a child. It really isn't a child at all. It is a storm. A deadly storm that kills people and knocks down trees. What is the association with fucking trees, man?
I don't know.
The fixation, I mean.
Asphyxiation.
Lightning asphyxiates trees. If you are standing near a tree, you will be asphyxiated.
Everybody now wants to, in the chat room, everyone wants to send them an iPod for being a fucktard.
No, you know what?
Do you want to reward this?
No. You know what I want to do? I want this kid to, like, do a speech on this right here. I would download that from iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, I think we need to wrap this up now that we ended on a high note. Let's quit while we're ahead. Let's definitely quit while we're ahead.
We'll go ahead, we'll do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Red Rum, thank you very much for being a guest on the show.
Thank you
for testing on a brand new microphone that was picked up only an hour and a half ago.
Okay.
Yes, actually it was.
Thank you.
We had a bad mic. We're like, oh, we better get a good
one. We had that once before. Listen to the archive for a bad mic misadventure.
Bad mic night.
Bad mic night. Claude, it's been a wonderful thing here in Studio B2.
B2.
B2. B2.
B9. Hopefully your tumor is B9. All right.
And
knocks down trees! Kills. Davis High School football rules!
Kills people. All right, folks. You've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. If you're listening to us live, great. If you're not, download us in the archive. Or tell your friends to download us from the archive.
Well, if you're listening to us not live, you are downloading us from the archive.
Hopefully. Also, I want to say thank you very much to Virtual One for hosting the site, spankwagon.vftp.net. He's hosting it at vftp.net.
Of course.
Also, want to say thank you to Mr. Man for providing the bandwidth at lazycode.com.
Mm-hmm.
I also need to remind everyone to be prepared for the Ides of March.
We'll explain that
some other day. Yeah. I'm Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
And say goodbye to our guest, Red Rum.
Bye.
All right, thank you. This has been, of course, Spankwagon Radio. You've been listening in live. Tune into us next week. Spankwagon.
What the hell is it with you and this music? Here, Red Rum.
Okay.
What the hell is up with this? What the fuck? Do you look for this stuff? Do you happen upon it? It is tall. It'll get hit by lightning.
It is Barry Manilow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hold on.
Did you download any free music that we've been getting all week?
Yeah, I have. You want to hear it? Hold on. I got some free music.
Oh,
yeah. We found a way to cheat the bottles.
Yeah, well, you know the bottle cheat. We've been like, all right, look. What the
You wanted songs that I've gotten free.
This is really scaring me because we know he's single. He's now living in this basement with his mom again. What the fuck are you downloading off of the internet?
Here, there's one you like. All right, hold on. Hey, this is that one song Redrum and I were arguing about in the chat room. We'll go ahead and we'll take it out on this one right here. Here we go. This is going to become popular.
What is this?
Just listen. This is a new Bangle song. Something that you said.
All right. The Spankwagon, we're done.
Spankwagon.
been looking for an original sin, one with a twist and a bit of a spin.